my dad wasn't around, and my mom was like, if you're not going to be around, I don't want your money. I'll do this on my own. I'll support it. And she held it down no matter what. She was at every game. She supported me. She loved me. She taught me how to love myself. She taught me about emotional intelligence and just how to be a man. But also, because of that, when I look at my mom, I don't see femininity as weak. I see it as strength. I see it as badass. Yay.
We're on.
We're on.
Oh my God. Gosh.
I wish you guys could see what we looked like right now. Oh, wait, you can because you subscribe to YouTube.
Sorry, boys and gals. Yeah, a little bit on the
crusty
side today.
Well, it's because we had our little meeting and we're like, oh my God, we need to record our intro for our first LA guest and we don't have that yet. So we both just literally walked in the studio and I'm wearing sunglasses. My hair is a grease ball. I just worked out in this outfit. I literally was in Sid's garage waiting for her to get home from work, hitting my biceps and triceps.
I pull up and she's doing like little like jump ropes. Like,
well, it's because
do
you ever play like a little game with yourself? I was like, okay, Sid said she'll be home in 5 minutes. So I grabbed the jump rope and I was like, I'm going to jump rope until Sid pulls in.
You're insane. That's a long time.
I know. I feel like a little child.
You do. I know. You were like jumping around like a little rabbit.
Fucking hard. I've been jump rope since I was like 5 years old.
I still need to work out today, but you guys, we have Dom Gabriel, our first guest from LA. We're hyped to send this episode out because it is so good. And God, he's such a good person. Like
beautiful,
truly beautiful person inside and out.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, he's nice to look at. He's nice to talk to. Yeah, it was a really good conversation. And not only that, he like decided, he was like, y'all, we're getting dinner tonight. And he's like, oh, sick. We're like, well, it's not for like another 4 hours. Just decided. And he's like, I'm going to hang out here.
He sat there.
Just watched the rest of our episodes. Like, what a good guy. Honestly, like, I hope we're friends with him for life.
He was amazing. I mean, like, good human. We read him some like situations from you guys. And so get ready for those because those are amazing because he talks about what the guy actually was like thinking because that's very helpful for your write-ins. Pushing gender boundaries, like what it was like to be on The Perfect Match and The Mole.
Yep.
And all these amazing things. So anyway, I'm really excited for you to listen to this one. He's a beautiful person. Stray Kitty moments real quick before we get this guest going.
Well, the first one obviously being that I look like this right now and I'm like, my makeup's usually on point for these episodes and I didn't cover up my zits because I worked out and look at the breakout going on my right side right now. It's
you
bad.
You look good. I don't think you look bad.
Let me tell you what I just ordered. So Dr. Tureen was on last episode and I was like, okay, I got to up my skin game. So now I just ordered, listen to this, vitamin C serum for the morning.
Slay.
Okay, slay. And then at night, I'm practicing that little sandwich technique that she talked about. Mm-hmm. So I got my hyaluronic acid, check. And then I go to my retinol and then I'm going to finish with like a little moisturizer. So are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you. You're going to sandwich routine. If you haven't listened to that one, that was so good, by the way, it is episode 121. Go listen to it now.
So yeah, really, I should have had a better straight canna moment. So you go.
I would say my straight canna moment. Oh, this was just funny. Cause when we were in LA, we were so freaking busy from literally like 9 a.m. till probably like 7 p.m. LA time, which is really 9 p.m. Minnesota time.
Oh yeah.
And I would call Jordan. He's an early bed guy. So like, if I'm not home and he's bored, he's going to bed at 6 p.m. Minnesota time. And I called him and I knew he was probably asleep, but I still did it anyway. Cause I'm like, I want to talk to him. So sorry, I'm going to call you. And he wakes up and hello, the FaceTime. He answers, hello, if you can see my eyes right now, I'm like, and I go, hi, baby. He goes, what's wrong? I go, nothing's wrong. I wanted to say goodnight. And he goes, do I have permission to hang up now? I'm like, sure. You can hang up. And he goes, okay. And he just hangs up the phone, goes back to bed. He doesn't even like remember it. And then he texts me in the morning.
Did you
call last night? I'm like, yeah. I did. Yeah. Yeah. You hung up on me. So anyway, I just thought that was a little funny streaking moment because people can probably relate to it.
God,
relationships.
Jordan is just hilarious.
He is such a little crust ball.
Yeah. My straight canna moment is just the fact that we look like this right now on this podcast.
It's giving. We just got back from LA and it's a Monday and we didn't know we were going to record this intro, but we did and we're doing it.
That's exactly what it's giving. But I honestly just want to get into this episode. Let's bring him on, shall we?
And welcome Dom Gabriel.
Heyo.
Hey. I haven't done a podcast with headphones.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like how it sounds? I feel like I'm in my own little universe when I've got these on.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to like that? Freestyle. Like,
yeah,
it's,
right?
It's like a nice feature, you know what I'm saying?
Let's hear it. Go.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm with the girls, we're getting candid.
Oh.
Me, I'm right-handed.
Oh.
But that wasn't by choice. Next week, catch me on an episode with The Voice. Shout out Christina Aguilera.
I got a I don't know.
Fuck. He was ready.
Something in my hair.
Oh. Did we ruin it?
Look at.
Did we ruin it?
The disapproval that you just had in your face, Dom, made me feel like I was naked in front of an audience. Literally just
cultural appropriation.
What?
I'm joking.
Oh my God.
I'll play.
I'm like, I have hair on my head.
This is all just a setup for me to cancel.
I know.
This
I'm like, what? I'm like, I have hair on my head. What
I'm just plodding.
I'm like,
me and Sue's evil.
Me and Sue literally just.
That's I'm all like, I'm doing. I'm just like, going from podcast to podcast to eliminate the competition.
You're trying to shut everybody
down. Yeah, shut everybody down.
Done. Oh no. Yeah, their show. No, they were canceled. I'm like, dude, what?
Alice Cooper. What did you call me? What did you say?
Can we say that one more time?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Oh, you won't repeat it now.
You want to touch my hair?
So you do have your own podcast? Let's hear it. What's it called?
Dom Meets World.
Yeah.
You had your first couple episodes yesterday?
I did.
How'd they go?
It was a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
It is like the first time, like kind of getting used to it and getting used to like being like a host, like kind of like you have to drive the conversation and carry it. Whereas like I'm so used to being a guest and like kind of just bouncing off the host and wherever they want to go.
I know.
And then it's kind of like, oh, they're looking at me like, all right, what's next, keep bro? Going. Like, keep going. I'm like, right. Okay.
You're like,
yeah.
Like, I have a question.
Yeah.
give me 1 second.
Yeah. Well, our next segment, commercial break. Like, yeah.
Role reversal. You can host this one. Ready? Okay. Go for it.
Hi. Welcome to Candid, Straight Candid with me, Sid.
Hey, I like that. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. Yeah,
thank
welcome
you for
to
coming
the
on.
Studio.
Thank
the
you
two at stakes.
Thank you
studio.
For having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How's it been? You guys have kind of been going crazy with the podding.
Yeah, past few days we've been going crazy.
Podding your life away.
I think this is episode 8.
Mm-hmm. Are you like socially drained?
I'm no.
Sid can keep it going. I am a little bit, but we're okay. We're gonna continue. We're fine. Honestly, when I'm recording, I'm like ready to go. So it's
fine. Who's been your favorite so far? I'm putting you on the spot. I'm joking. You know,
I would say. I was gonna say, I'm like, I had really good convos with everybody. Yeah. I was just so pleasantly surprised at the energy Spencer brought.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Spencer. He just was so hyped up. It was really cool.
Yeah,
so.
You canceled my mind.
So. I know, but he's gonna come. He, you know what? He just needed to have a day off.
And not gonna lie, yeah, Harry Jowsey was fun too, just recently. So
Oh, Harry.
Yeah.
Do
you know him?
Not personally.
Yeah. Oh. You guys actually don't know each other personally?
No, we've never met.
You've never met in person?
No.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, we have a lot of like, obviously a lot of
mutual friends.
Yeah.
a lot of mutual happenings. You know what I'm saying? It's weird because it's like, there's like this whole, like, obviously there's me and then there's like a couple people in between and there's Harry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, there's been a lot happening in the in-between.
The hearsay.
But me and Harry have both kind of just been off on the sidelines that we just haven't interacted kind of.
But I feel like you're not drama and he's not drama. So maybe it's a good thing because you guys are like staying out of it in a way, staying out of your own drama.
Yeah. I honestly, like, I'd have no issue with it. I have no problem with him. Like, he seems like a great, funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Besides the fact that he's Australian, like, that's like, I've had like my fair share of PTSD with Australia. Like, The Mole was from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
The first show I was on.
Wait, so you, because you were on The Mole, you were on Perfect Match.
Yeah.
It's right, those two.
Yeah, so I was on The Mole, which then filmed in Australia, which, you know, that show I got betrayed and I lost and I had to just, you know, wander around Australia.
Oh,
you
know, God.
What's like the casting process for The Perfect Match, can I ask?
For The Perfect Match?
Yeah.
It was a lot different than the first show just because everybody was already kind of established. So I think Netflix just kind of went bloop, 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 bloop. Who do we like? Who do we don't like?
Because you were in... Wait, actually, I feel like I've heard of that or heard you talk about this before. Because when you were casted for The Mole, can you tell me about that? Since they plopped you from Perfect Match.
Oh, yeah. I got casted on The Mole like randomly. I just got a call. I was in a parking lot after getting a tattoo and I got a call. I was like, hey, is this Dom? I'm like, yeah.
Where were you living? What were you doing? Where were you working?
I was down bad.
Really?
I had just gotten out of like a 3-year long relationship.
Oh, wow.
I had like no money. I was in debt. I was broke. I got laid off. It was during COVID. Ontario was shut down.
What were you doing for job?
I thought you were going to say, what were you wearing?
What were you wearing?
what was I wearing at the time?
Yeah, tell me.
I was wearing Indestructible MFG. It's my tattoo artist's clothing line. I remember.
That's sweet.
I remember exactly what I was wearing. Wow. I was wearing this like black t-shit. It has like this cobra on it.
Oh, that's sick.
Indestructible in red. But Yeah, I used to work in a warehouse, an ice cream warehouse. I got free Ben and Jerry's.
Oh,
all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a shit job. Like, I just put barrels of ice cream on a piece of wood for 12 hours.
Were your hands
like a
robot. Cold?
No, I was in like a freezer suit.
Oh, whoa.
Like, it was like an intense, it was like mandatory warm up break every hour, or else you will perish.
So you are down bad. You get this call. Basically, you thought your life was just down bad. This is your reality. Like, you're out of love. You're out of job.
Yeah.
COVID's hitting. And you get this call. And what happens?
And then...
what do you feel? What do you think?
I was like, oh. First, I thought it was a scam. I was like, okay, there's no way this is real. But I was like, what do I have to lose? So I did that. The casting process was long. It was like... For any reality show, I think it's like psychology tests, interviews, videotapes, bunch of meetings, and then they slowly narrow it down.
For the psychology tests, do they want to make sure you're obviously sane, not like a psychopath? But what if you have like anxiety, depression? I've always wondered that.
Hmm.
I think it's more so it's not like casting like the perfect person. It's,
okay.
like, it's always casting like the perfect group dynamic.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, it's like someone who's like, oh, I'm like very drama free. It'll ask you questions like, if you get into an interaction, are you more likely to confront it or deflect or walk away?
And
I'd be like, my answer would be like, walk away.
Okay.
Where somebody else's answer might be like, I'm confronting that person immediately. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, let's put the person that would walk away with the person that's going to confront them.
Oh,
to create something.
Mm. Or let's put the person going to confront and let's see how, you know what I mean? Like different dynamics.
Yeah,
are going to
some
fuck
boys, some fuck boys, some nice people.
Yeah.
Or some nice men. Do you think you were the fuck boy or the good guy?
In the mall?
Yeah.
I think the mole wasn't.
It wasn't
like
necessarily.
It wasn't necessarily like that. I think they were definitely casting like archetypes.
Yes.
If you look at like the cast,
yeah.
It was like, because it was like a full like range of people. There was like 23, like 39. It's like you had the mom.
Yeah,
got it.
You had, you know, the traveling woman that's been all over, the wholesome nurse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had the smart guy lawyer. Then you had me, who's kind of like the dumb, nice jock, himbo idiot.
Like, the ice cream guy.
Yeah, you had the ice cream guy. Like, well, Dom, what are you going to do? What's your plan? I don't know. I just lift ice cream.
You're like, man. I don't know.
We're going to see how it goes. Love you guys. So
then you came home from the mall. And then what? Your life is probably a bit different.
Well, no, because I lost. So my life was even worse.
Why do you say that?
Because I got offered my job before going on the mall. And I was like, okay, I either go back to my job, say no. Because like, what am I going to do? Be like, hey, I want my job, but
I see.
In 10 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
So I declined going back to my job because I was like, all right, I'm going to win this. I'm going to win the mall.
Yep.
Gonna change my mom's life. It's gonna be great. Turn around, episode 4, I'm gone. So
you're like, oh,
I'm like,
shit.
So I go back home, I'm out of a job. Now I'm like, I don't know what to do now. Like, I don't know when the show's coming out. Like, what do I do in the meantime? And then I get a text from Netflix and I see the little N and I'm like, this is a scam. And I'm like, well, I did just work for them, so maybe it is. And then they were like, hey, we liked you. We want you on this dating show. We're filming in like 5 months. Do you want to be on it? It's X amount. And I was like, yeah, let's
you're like, I don't have a gig right now.
Yeah, I was like,
can't hurt.
Yeah, I really have no reason to say no to this.
Yeah, you're
so
like, why
not? Let's give it a shot. And
so
that's what happened.
What happens? But I mean, like, I'm just curious and I won't stay on this, but behind the scenes of like a show like that, like, is there anything that we would never see or understand from watching it?
I think there's a lot, because you have to take into account that we're filming 24/7. Especially
Crazy.
Perfect Match was a show where, like, I feel like from what I've heard from other shows and from The Mole, they gave us a lot of freedom.
Oh.
It wasn't like a lot of micromanaging, like go here, talk to this person. It was very much like you kind of wake up. When you wake up, you sit down, you vibe, you go to the pool, play games.
You don't have to wake up like with an alarm like on all the other reality shows and give you like 2 hours of sleep?
No. You just like naturally.
Make you go crazy.
Yeah. They turn off the lights. You go to bed whenever you want, go to sleep whenever you want, drink, food, whatever. It was pretty like
chill.
The dynamic was pretty chill, like, and I think they just knew that there were so many big personalities that something was going to happen, like something was going to boil or whatever. So with that show, I feel like there was so much that happened that you're filming 24/7 and it cut it down to an hour, so it's like you're not going to see all the little moments of like we had a whole thing, like me, Shane, Nick, like the treehouse of good vibes, where we would always, like, when the vibes were down, we would go to the treehouse and just joke around and do these little bits and stuff. And that was like completely,
I was gonna
like,
say, never saw that in the show.
Never saw
that.
There's certain dynamics with people where it's like you would just never know, like no one would ever know how close like me and Chloe were on the show, because you don't see a lot of interactions with me and Chloe. Like, me and Chloe were super tight.
Wow.
Obviously, me and Ness were tight. me and Shane, like me and Zay, they didn't show any interaction with me and Zay. So it's like, and other people as well. So it's like, you don't see a lot of those dynamics.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
which is
I'm
not
surprised.
Really relevant. Like imagine like, you know, you see me crying, you're like, oh my God. And then you see me like an episode later, it's just like 30 minutes of us at the Treehouse of Good Vibes. You're like, well, I want to get back to this.
Yeah,
so I
exactly.
understand the narrative process behind it.
What happened to you and Georgia after the show? Cause you guys won, right?
Well, it's like, what do you,
spoiler alert.
Yeah. What? Oh, you, I was like of the show. Yeah.
Are you got, you're not dating anymore or are you?
Me and her?
Yeah.
No. Like, I thought,
oh, no, I'm like, what?
I thought this was like pretty known.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know, but sometimes our listeners don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. They might have just finished
also,
it exactly. and be curious.
You never know.
Good host. Covering all angles.
Plus stuff that people see online where it's not always true.
Yeah.
It's always like a little bit of a hearsay. How have you dealt with then having like a public breakup, because that's freaking tough. I mean, I've never been in that position and I never felt it. I, to be honest, I don't want to feel it, but like, how have you
no,
I just realized we forgot a tequila shot.
That's a good,
do you need it now?
Yeah, that's okay. I was gonna say, I was like, maybe let's take a shot before we dive
that.
Into this
I like that
into this part right here,
because let's pour that, because it's that's tough. Like, and obviously, to be honest, we're not friends, we just met, but like friend to friend, like, we are you okay? Like,
dealing with a breakup with the entire world and then having to dealing with the breakup and then dealing with the breakup again with the whole world
when they find out,
because it's kind of like everything that happened on the show with me and Georgia happened really like over a year ago.
Oh wow.
But then the show comes out and it kind of feels like you're going through it again, because you're watching all these moments between each other, everything unfolds, everybody finds out what happens, and then it's like, oh, I already got over this. Like, this was behind me, and now I got to relive this again with the entire world. So.
And people and their opinions and pulling it apart and making assumptions and saying, this is what happened. And you're like, this is actually my life. Like, let me decide what happened, because I lived it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, well, I did sign the contract. You know what I mean? Like, I signed the contract. You know, I'm a blue-collar man. Mm-hmm. I worked in a warehouse, you know? I signed my contract. I know what my job is. I know what it entailed. What happens happened. And I tried my best with that whole situation to not, I didn't want to talk about it like at all, like after the show. Yeah. I was like, tried to whatever. And then obviously, you know, people put pieces together and things blow up. And I had, you know, you have to say something at some point.
Yeah.
You know, I hate how things went down afterwards with all the drama and stuff like that. But, you know, I think both of us, now it's been a while, we both learned from that. I hope she's well and she's doing better, and whatever, however her dating life, whoever she's dating, however everything's going, I hope it's well, fruitful and splendid.
There you
splendid.
Go. Ooh, I like that word.
Well, cheers to that.
New beginnings,
cheers
right?
Cheers to that. Yeah. New beginnings.
Cheers.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for being here.
This we're going to continue.
We forgot about the shots. We're going to take our tequila shot. Oh, I got a sandwich.
No, I took that shot. No, I'm joking.
Okay, you didn't even chase.
Oh my
chase.
God, what? You didn't chase?
No, we getting
I'm
real.
I'm a weenie. I'm like, I can't help it. I gotta chase.
We getting real.
So something that I've heard you talk about before, and just also from actually watching the show, you are like total masculine, but you're also, you've got a feminine energy to you, and you've got like-
Feminine energy.
Well, no, it's good in a good way.
Style is bomb.
No, it's a both, right? Like, it's like you wore the crop tops, you've got your nails done, you've got all these things. And I think it is so badass.
Seriously.
And I think it is so bold. And I've heard you talk before about how people have casted opinions and had their opinions. And we wanted to ask you about toxic masculinity and like how you've dealt with that, being in the public eye and just being you and having a style, right?
Yeah, I think I've grew up like around all women. My entire life, my mom is a superhero. She's a badass. Mm. She grew up and she, my dad wasn't around. And my mom was like, if you're not going to be around, I don't want your money. I'll do this on my own. I'll support her. And she held it down no matter what. She was at every game. She supported me. She loved me. She taught me how to love myself. She taught me about emotional intelligence and just how to be a man. But also because of that, when I look at my mom, I don't see femininity as weak. I see it as strength. I see it as badass when I think about that. My mom got her nails done, whatever. She went to the nail salon. I'd go with her, sit down. She'd get her nails done. I'd be around talking to all these women when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, women are fucking cool as shit. They're badass. That's cool. Like, why wouldn't I take care of my nails? You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't I make sure my nails are clean and taken care of? Like, that makes sense. So for me, it's like femininity has always been badass. So it's like when I see like, if I want to wear a skirt, if I want to do my nails, if I want to get a pedicure, if I want to wear a crop top, I don't look at it like, oh, it's feminine and I feel weak. I'm like, no, this is badass. Like,
your feminine badass energy.
Your Coachella look was so cool, by the way. With
no, I was giving that at Coachella.
Yeah,
I was giving it.
You were giving it.
I don't care what no one has to say.
You were giving it.
Like a lot of people came with, you know what I'm saying? Hey, no hate. You know, you everybody went out there. They got their little, they got their sheen fits off. They got their little little thing fits off.
Yep.
It's like, but you weren't ready.
You weren't ready.
You weren't ready
for me to walk through. You know what I'm saying?
I have to ask about your nails. So when you go to the nail salon, because like those are creative. It's not just like, here's a color. What do you ask for? Do you have like a vision? You're like, here's what I want.
It started off like, it's funny because I started painting my nails when I was 10 years old.
I love it.
Because I watched this wrestler, Jeff Hardy, and he painted his nails black. But I didn't know what nail polish was. So I just got a permanent marker. And then as I got older, then it was just black nail polish and I would just let it, whatever. Then I started going to the nail salon to take, because I started doing my nails with my niece. She would do my nails, I would do hers. And she was like, oh, I want some designs.
Yep.
And I was like, well, the best I could do is a smiley face at this point. But I'll take you to the salon and you'll get whatever you want. So I took her to the salon and that's how I started going to the salon and getting designs. But I feel like because I got so known for my nails, that I put myself in a box or put myself against the wall where like, If I were to ever just have plain nails again, people are like disappointed.
Oh,
like if I like,
you gotta show up.
If I have the same nails for 2 weeks, people see me, they're like, yo, I saw you last week. You got a new nail.
Now it's like part of your aura. You got to have them done.
Yeah. So now it's like, I literally, before going to the salon, like I sit down and I'm like, what do I want on each nail? Like I'll draw it out and be like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to go for
this.
That's
so fucking cool.
I have a Sailor Moon phone case. So I got Sailor Moon nails.
I love it.
How has it been trying to like instill this in like, well, because, okay, you off the mole, went on Perfect Match. Now you've got this following. It just kind of plops in your lap too. Like you come out of the show and you're like, holy crap. And people are freaking ripping on you for just having a style that is not what the style that they have and make casting judgments and saying who you are. Like, how did you deal with that? Because how did you continue to be you when all that shit was going down?
I mean, like I've always dressed that way. Like there wasn't anything new. Mm-hmm. And you know, no hate to anyone, like dress however you want, but it's like more or less the people that say they're just projecting and like, I'll look on their profile pic. I'm like, well,
ooh, bad style.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, so for me, it's like, if what I'm doing affects you so much, that's your problem. Like if you look at me and what I'm wearing and you're, and like, I'm living my life, I'm moving around, I'm doing what I got to do.
I'm doing good.
I'm doing just fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're like at home and you're like, you see a picture of me like, this guy's wearing a fucking crop top. I gotta let him know. I gotta let the world know. I gotta make a TikTok about how much I hate this guy, right? That's something that you have to, I have nothing to do with that. You have to deal with that. So that's how I look at it.
But the ladies come to your defense. When these haters, these like angry men come and they're like, you can't wear a crop top, whatever. Like ladies are in your defense. They're like, no, actually he looks good. Like we like it. And they're like, no, what? He can't. You can't like it. He's a man. Yeah.
The women are more on your side.
They start getting like front. They'll start fighting in the comments.
I know. I've literally seen them. Yeah. I've looked at it and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
You know what?
It'll always be like, and like, I ain't shit. I'm like Michael B minus Jordan. Like I ain't shit, whatever. But like, I'm always just like rattled when like, I'll post like a picture or a TikTok, you know, be nail polish, whatever. And there'll be a comment section of just like hundreds of women being like, I like this. I enjoy this. Yeah. This is really great. And then all of a sudden, like 3 hours later, some dude's like, nah, a woman don't like this. You gay, bro. And it's like, and then a woman will come and be like, well, I'm a woman and I like it. I think it's attractive.
Yes.
No, you don't. You lying to yourself. It's like, who is this for?
Thanks
like,
for telling us how we feel. Yeah, number
it's like,
one.
Who is this for?
Also,
right
any
now?
Comments, good comments, whatever. Like, give
help
you,
in the algorithm.
Help in the algorithm. Let's go.
And I'm
Let's
always go. Like, I get that. So I was like, oh, you're gay. And I'm like, cool. Like some of my best friends, close friends are getting the dopest people ever.
Exactly.
Now, where do you go from here? And if I am, and what? What happens?
Yep.
Where do you go from here? Like if like, I've always wondered that. If I'm, it's like someone's like, oh, are you gay? It's like, and if I am, now what? Where
and
do you go
what?
From here? It's like,
okay. All right.
And then
cool.
It's like, all right, cool.
Cool.
Is
awesome.
Was that the information? What answer did you want from that? So
weird.
Do you want to keep talking about this? I was going to move it on, but if we have more questions about toxic masculinity, I'll wait.
Yeah, what do you want to get into?
I wanted to ask you, well, and then let's go into where you're going, because I know where she's going. But the only other question I was going to ask is like, do you think that you'll use this kind of almost stance that you've got in the current day, because it's like we're in 2023, but we're still, we got a long way to go. Yeah. Like to promote like embracing feminine energy as yeah. like a strong thing. Like, can you, do you think you see yourself using that and pushing that and like helping others see that with your platform?
Yeah, I think that's the goal of my platform, is like I don't really do a lot of like brand deals, or I don't really see myself as like a influencer, so to speak. But I do, because I honestly don't feel like I'm nobody. I didn't do shit. I cried on TV. Like, who the hell am I? I was on a reality show. I was on a dating show. You know what I'm saying?
I shed a tear.
All yeah.
Right. Get over it.
But the eyes that I have on me, I can use that to shift those eyes on the people that actually do have value on, you know, that actually mm-hmm. do offer things to the world. Mm-hmm. And for myself, it's like, I realize that like not a lot of people dress like me or have the same confidence to go out there and do what they want to do like me.
Yeah,
like role. Whenever I've been in a room, it's been like I've only gotten compared to like Lenny Kravitz or Dennis Rodman or Black Harry Styles or something like that. And it's almost like
they have to throw that in there.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you know, sometimes
or whatever. But
whatever.
It's like I understand that like there has to be that person that goes over the hill to kind of like take those stray shots, to mm-hmm. take that hate, to then come back over and be like, hey, it's not that bad. So it's like I got my nails done, and it's like even like Zay was in San Diego and some kids came up to him and like, yo, we all got our nails done just like Dom on Perfect Match. Or I guess sent pictures of parents with their kids being like, yo, my 12-year-old son got his nails done and he wanted me to send you a picture because he saw you on the mole. And it's like that's what I'm doing with my platform. It's like I've gone over that hill and I've shown people that you can be a man, you can get your nails done, you can dress how you want to dress. And some people are like, I didn't think I could do that, but I saw you. I respect you and I think that you're cool. So that makes me feel like I could do that. The same thing that like Jeff Hardy did for me when nail polish. And I said, this is the coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
And he paints his nails. I want to paint my nails too. And it's okay because I think he's cool and I think that's cool.
Do you see that impact? Yes.
Making more people just feel comfortable expressing exactly what they want to express. And like, we even had this conversation earlier, but like if men were able to express more of this feminine energy, or maybe it's, you know, it doesn't have to be feminine energy, about anything that you just want to show up in your life, how would that change maybe aggression in men? How would that change with mass shootings? Like how would that help their mental health? It's just, it's endless, really.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. It's like in any relationship I've been in, it's like, you can call me emotional or sensitive or whatever it is, it's like, but I communicate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like even on the show, when you saw me crying, it's like people can laugh at that. But as I'm crying, I'm communicating why yeah. I feel like this. It's not just me being furious. I'm like, I'm crying, but I'm like, I'm yeah. crying right now because I don't feel worthy because of my insecurities. Mm-hmm. I'm voicing those things. I'm making
instead
that
instead of note, holding it in.
Instead of holding it in.
Mm-hmm. That's brave as fuck. Honestly.
And I think that's important in a relationship yeah. as well, where it's like I've been in relationships where I'm able to communicate my emotions immediately. So there's none of this like silent, pent up, like mm-hmm. I'm not going to my friend group and being like, oh, she's doing this and this. It's like, no, I'm going to communicate that immediately about how I'm feeling, my insecurities, and then she can do the same. And like, I think also in a relationship, women like that, not even being in touch with your femininity, but just being comfortable and being open.
Yeah. Yeah. At all times. Do you think people know how you feel in the moment at all times? Like, are you someone who wears your heart on your sleeve? Is that kind of what you're alluding to?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Obviously I'm not just going to like, if I'm having a shit day, I'm not just going to go to the mall.
I hate my fucking
like,
life right now.
Yeah. I'm not like, going to walk into a Zara and be like, how are you doing? I'm feeling like shit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And I want a fucking white tee. Like,
okay. Bring him to the white tee.
You know what I mean? It's not uh-huh. like that, but if there's something on my mind, if mm-hmm. I'm feeling it, I find a way to express that.
I love it.
Not necessarily to someone else. It might be creatively. Mm-hmm. It might be through writing, through journaling, but that's how I learned through therapy. I got to express that. So,
what else do you think is important in a relationship besides communication? Like if you had to take like a top three.
Ooh.
I like the communication tip mm-hmm. because I think all men need to hear that. Being able to, I feel like a lot of our experience with guys we've dated and current boyfriends is mm-hmm. you have to kind of dig it out of them a little bit. So
holy shit, we had to dig a hole.
Yeah.
Like I might as well, I think I got to the water. I think I got to the core of the earth.
Yeah.
Like,
seriously. Jesus.
We were down there.
Yeah.
But you had to. But yeah. For you.
I don't know what the top three would be. I think, you know, because people have different love languages and people have different ways that they want to be loved.
That's understanding though, right? Understanding love languages would be one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On boom.
You know, understanding, communicating, and
Honesty.
Honesty, loyalty. That's a good one.
We like that.
I think fun. I think like just like enjoying each other and having like that person be your best friend. Like in my relationships, like that person was truly like my best friend. Yep. It was like no matter what we're doing, it's like we could just have a ball. Like, what do you want to do today? Nothing. Sick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through your closet and try on some shit. Like, and then we have like a fashion show all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Just like fun, cute shit. I think it's important to have those moments with each other.
Because looks will fade.
Yeah.
You have to have a best friend.
Mm-hmm. Which is difficult to find now in this day and age. In like, or not day and age, but in this scene of like.
In LA, you think? Or
everywhere? I mean, I've only, since the show, I've only been in LA. So it's been pretty tough to kind of find that sort of like.
Yeah.
You know, groundedness.
I get what you're saying. I feel like too, and I'm just talking about like how you talked about the three things in a relationship. Just, I feel like it's such a nuance that talking about your feelings for guys is like so like, oh, like wishy-washy. It's like, how do you balance being like this, maybe woman's ideal where you're like, I'm forthcoming. Like I say what I want and I say how it is, but I'm still feminine strength and like have that balance, because a lot of guys, even guys listening right now, are probably like, well, I've always known to like just be like this, you know, the strong one in the relationship. I got to hold it up, you know, like there's a balance.
Yeah. But it's like, you can still be strong and masculine and still be emotional. It's like, and I think that's where, for me, I think that's where other men kind of like see that and respect that. Like I've had like some of the most people like I wouldn't even think would have saw a perfect match come up to me. Like guys are literally just like massive guys, face tattoos, like straight up look like felons. I'll just be like sitting down and she'd be like, yo, are you dumb, bro? I'll be like, yeah.
like I don't know.
Like, yo, I watched Perfect Match 2 weeks ago with my girl. You're really him, dog.
Oh, like, and it's like, so
you know
cute.
What I'm saying? And it's like, if this guy right here, like can just see like, yo, that guy's real. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of other people see that, and the people that don't see that and speak negatively on it are just projecting.
You're allowing people to come out of their shell though, like is what you're doing. Like that was kind of, I feel like that guy that came up to you is, you were kind of letting him like come through his shell to admit to like, I would have thought that was soft, but like you're kind of it, dude. And like, I wanted to be doing what you're doing. Like,
like that's real. Like I've had like voice messages from people being like, hey yo, I'm in New York, dog. Like I'm in Brooklyn right now. You ever come through, dog? You got to fly past. You come through. I got you, bro. Anybody fuck with you, I got you. And I'm like, all right, I guess if I'm going through Brooklyn, I'm good, I guess. I don't know.
If I'm going through Brooklyn.
I guess I'm safe. Like, I don't got to worry about any enemies, any ops.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
Thank you for sharing this. This conversation, I think, is really important. We've been trying to like bring this to the podcast a little bit more when we do have a male perspective on. Mm-hmm. So thanks for being open and vulnerable. Yeah. I do. You alluded to kind of dating in LA and how it's hard to kind of find the right people, I guess. My question is, are you on dating apps? Like, what is your go-to way to either find your dates, and are you dating?
Funny, I've only used a dating app once.
Okay.
Really?
And my first swipe was my girlfriend of 3 years.
No way.
My coworker.
No way.
Yeah. In Toronto.
Oh my God.
She's my coworker. It was Thanksgiving weekend. I got Tinder. My boy was like, just try download it. Just try it. And the first person that popped up was my coworker.
Aww.
And we were already kind of like, we never said anything to her. I just swiped it and it was a match.
No way.
And like literally went on a date. We went bowling like a few days later, and then we dated for like 3 years. And that was like the most important relationship in my life.
Why?
She made me a better person. Like I'm a true believer in like, you know, not everybody's going to be the one, but when you enter a relationship, like they might be that person to make you a better person for the one.
Yes.
And you know, she might not be the one, but she made me a better person. She introduced me to therapy. She held me down. Like my biggest thing like is I hope that I helped make her a better person as much as she made me a better person in that relationship. Like it was just a really important relationship to me. It just made me a better person. But I've only been on dating apps that one time, and I was like, that was a W, so I don't got to go back on that.
Take the win and leave it.
Yeah, but in LA, like I've been on a few dates. One in particular I went on with the influencer.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, this is a good date. She's really cool. She's down to earth. Like a week later, like she talked about it on a TikTok, like reviewed about it. She didn't say my name.
Well, was it a good or bad review?
Alluded to it. It was a bad review.
What?
So you I was like, but it was all lies.
We were
so
like,
you felt like it was almost like used for content.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like used for content. It was like kind of alluding to who I was, kind
Why?
Of. But no one knew it was me, but like.
Weird.
What did she say happened, or what did she say was so bad about the date?
First, she said that like, she said I tried to kiss her at the end of the date, which was like.
Well, it was a date.
But like, if you know me or if you see me anywhere, I don't kiss on the first date. Like okay. on the show, it was like, I literally didn't touch it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't like, unless you're comfortable, I'm not making a move. Like
yeah.
that's just always how I've been. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I want to make sure and establish like we're good before we go any further. Yeah, you know, like I'm just not that person.
I thought that was very respectful, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what my mom always taught me. It's like, yeah. be respectful. Let the woman lead the way. You know what I'm saying? You're a man. You know what I mean? Like. You want to make sure that the person you're with feels safe and comfortable around you yep. before you take that next step.
Oh, I love that.
But that's just not who I am. And I was like, what is she saying right now? You know what I mean? It was just like, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to go on a date with another influencer again. And yeah. then I met another girl, hit it off at Coachella.
In the wild?
At Coachella.
Okay, yeah. In the wild, literally. That is the wild.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wild west. She's stunning. She's gorgeous. Well, she seems so cool. She starts like talking. And I'm like, wow, she's Australian. Damn it. Why does this keep happening?
You're like, not again.
I'm like,
oh. She opened her mouth.
Yeah.
You're like, God, that accent.
I like your tattoos. And I was like, fuck.
You're like, no, no.
I was like, not this again.
You're like, come on.
That's hilarious.
But yeah. And then she was super cool. And then I realized like, she like, we exchanged contacts. I was like, oh, she's an influencer as well. And I was like, oh, she also knows another Australian that I've dated. Like, and I was like, well, okay. Like, this is like a small world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether it's like you date somebody and it's just used for content, or you date somebody and they know someone else you dated. Yeah. And now it's like, oh, well, is this going to end up on, you know what I mean?
Somewhere.
Like, some podcast, something. Like, you just never know. How, so it's like tough.
How do you know that you're ready to date again after like having like these heartbreaks and different things like that? So publicly too. Like,
I didn't date for a while after Perfect Match. Like,
really?
I don't think mm-hmm. I dated anyone for probably like
months and
you
months,
don't have
right?
to give
yeah,
exact.
Like, I don't know exactly, but
because
like,
then you're gonna
like,
get canceled if you were wrong.
But I'm gonna say yeah. like probably until like right before like I came out here, like even talked to anyone. Like I was just yeah. like after the show, I was just so like I didn't talk to a lot of the cast. Like I kind of just like
you're getting a call.
I'm so sorry.
It's you can mom. Answer it. Is it your mom?
Yeah.
Say hi.
Wait, I was just about to say something about her.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Mom. I'm on a podcast right now.
Oh, like you're literally doing the podcast?
We're literally yeah. on the podcast right now, but we were actually just going to give you a compliment because you raised an amazing human being.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're amazing.
Why did you answer the phone?
Because we wanted to do Tim, too.
Okay, go back to your podcast.
All right.
Later.
Love you, Mom.
Okay, love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, tears.
Oh my God, your mom is a sweetie.
Tears.
I was actually going to say that.
Okay, if LA, you're maybe not finding your person and the type of, who knows, but would you ever consider moving back to Canada? Or is this like where you think you're going to end up for the rest of your life? Like what's the plan?
No, LA is definitely not where I'm going to be for the rest
okay.
of my life. I don't yeah. think... that's the case. I don't know where I would find the one. I don't know. I think like everything's still so new right now. It's mm-hmm. still so, like the show just came out.
Yeah.
Everything's still so fresh. I'm sure people are going to forget about me in like T minus, you know, a week and a half.
No,
and then
stay
I can kind of like stay relevant. Keep mm-hmm. doing podcasts.
Do your podcast.
You're not going to just fall off, yeah. especially with the message that you have. Like that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I think everything's happening really fast. I think. I'm just kind of like, if you catch my eye, if you're interesting, then yeah. I'm down to like explore that. But
exactly.
it's not like I'm actively pursuing, like I'm not trying to do that.
That's the energy you got to put out too. Focusing on you, focusing on yourself, and who knows what will come about. How do you think your life has changed after Perfect Match? Would you say, because we were talking kind of about like all the bad comments, but you also have like some positive outcomes that happen from the show, right? Like,
yeah.
Do you regret going on it? Are you happy you went on it? And what is your plan with maybe your platform?
No, I think I'm happy when I'm fortunate that like I get so much more positivity and love
yeah.
than I do hate. Like,
oh yeah,
that's what I, yeah.
When I go out, the amount of people that come up to me and we just have a conversation and mm-hmm. and talk, I'm so grateful for it. So I would never take anything back. I think, you know, I'm so happy for how everything is right now. Yeah. And I'm so happy that the effect that it had on people. And in terms of like what I'm going to do on my platform, is like, obviously I have my podcast that I'm yep. doing, and I want to be a wholesome, want to be a safe place for people.
Is that your vision with the podcast? Just to take guests on each episode, or is it going to be ever solo episodes? I'm curious because you don't have many episodes out quite yet.
Well, just launching, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm going to like, I have a couch, so it's like, you know, we can have a couple people love on at a time and stuff yeah. and kind of just vibe out. But I just like, after the show, I was getting asked to go on all these different podcasts and platforms. Yeah. And there was none of them where I kind of like, I felt safe at the time to go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I declined a lot of podcasts because I just didn't feel safe at that time. I was like, I didn't know what people were going to say or what was going to happen. And I was like, with my platform, it's like, I want people to know that my podcast is safe.
Yes.
And nothing's going to happen. I think that's why, like, I stopped to do your guys' podcast, why I did Spencer's podcast, Drew's, because, like, at this time of my life, it's like, I know coming on here, like, I'm safe here.
Yeah, you are.
And I like
always safe with us. Yeah.
Well, we would never make you feel off and like no. any of those things. I feel like you've got such an opportunity too for like all these branches of things like apparel and like events and like different
music.
I think you've got a lot of things that you could lean into. Well,
I'm working on a clothing collab called Crybaby.
Oh my God.
So I'll make sure I like that name.
I was going to say, can we like check it out?
We'll wrap that in Minnesota.
Yeah, we will.
May 26th.
Okay.
I have a nail polish colorway that I'm working on with Machine Gun Kelly.
Shut up. That's sick.
Yeah, his nail polish line. You. So my own colorway.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm everything that like, you know, I kind of stand for and value. Those are the things I'm kind of like leaning into and working on to like provide back. And also like a percentage of the clothing is going to go towards like women's shelters. Cause my mom used to work at a shelter.
Oh,
and like
amazing. That's like
any brand or anything I get, I always make sure to give back to like women's shelters.
It sounds like you're more secure in like who you are, which is why you're more apt to say yes to like podcasts and things like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Like, you know who you are and what you want, and you're ready to kind of take the world and send the positivity vibes with the platform. So I love it.
I love that.
I think we're going to lighten things up. You want to play a little game?
We love a game.
Please.
Yes.
Please.
Let's go.
Can we take another shot?
Yeah. Oh, you want another one? Dom, you crazy animal.
Yeah. I feel like I want to have fun. We got too deep.
We can't. You said though, you're a Cancer. She's a Cancer.
Damn.
What do you expect?
I know. I wanted to.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I gave you a full one.
Sophie, careful. That's going to spill.
Here's my mini.
Wait, do you have a, here, can you fill mine up a little bit? Please. Thank you. Hornitos is what we're drinking. We're not sponsored. That's good. Jesus. You're like about to come over. Oh, yep. I got lip gloss on.
Okay, we'll play some games. All right, ready?
Two little fun. Cheers. Halfway through. Cheers. Little shot. I wish we had a shot ski. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, wow, you you literally like ate that whole thing.
Wait, you have your Celsius. Throw it back with that.
No.
Why? Yeah. Why do you do that to you?
Consistency. I did it the first time. Not
as you're like,
yeah. I'm just thinking, should we play a this or that with him as well? Or should we just go into the what is he thinking game?
Ooh.
No, both.
Let's do both.
We'll do both.
You want to do both?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
First
so
game.
This or that is just more like your preference of a person you want to date.
Because now you're on the market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you're single.
I am.
You're single mingle.
I am.
Boom.
Let's switch up the order.
Ready.
All right.
Okay. American or Aussie?
Ha.
That actually just happened to me there. I'm not kidding. Yeah. We've had this game before.
Just off of my track record, I kind of have to say.
Or Canadian, it could say.
Yeah, or Canadian.
Yeah. I don't know. We have this inside joke in my friend group right now of like I just attract Australians. It's just like I went to Coachella and it's like out of every person I could have like gotten to approach me or approach or like. It was like, she opens, I like your tattoos.
And you're like,
tattoos. And it's like,
tattoos.
Damn it.
You're
pretty good at imitating it, though. I like that.
Well, I mean,
you're geeking me out right now. I literally can't. Okay. So, did you answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go Australian.
Okay, fair enough.
Wait, you, yes, Australian. Yeah. Okay.
I really like Australia. Like, when I was in Australia, amazing. Like, yeah,
that's, they're amazing people.
I fell in love every time I
every time into someone opened
a damn grocery store.
I know everybody's beautiful there. It's like, are you kidding me? Okay, content creator or no socials?
Ooh,
hard one.
Nah, content creator.
Really?
I say content. Mm-hmm. Okay. But like that, that
creativity.
Doesn't, like, yeah,
I know. I,
like
I know.
Creativity. Yeah.
I like that.
Shy or extroverted?
Extroverted. I like shy because it's like it's super cute and endearing. Mm-hmm. But I can be introverted. And I need an extrovert to kind of like
love that.
Yep. Bring my extroverted side out of me.
I like that. Jealousy or chill? Or jealous or chill?
Chill.
Okay.
Chill.
Some people like you don't. You never know.
Some people like, but I'm like. My favorite, like in my relationships, when we go out,
yeah.
And like a guy hits on my girl, she'll go get two drinks and then be like, peace out and bring it back to me. And then we both go badass.
Like, that's badass.
Like my ex used to do all the time.
That's like, amazing.
Like, yes, yes.
That's kind of hot.
It's the
too.
Most gangster thing
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, it's like, it is
and
so gangster.
And the homeboy's over there, just like, damn.
I know.
Yeah. she's with that guy.
Shit.
Sane or crazy?
How crazy? Like, are we talking like Harley Quinn, wear my skin crazy?
Well, maybe
are we
one
talking
below.
Like obsessed, like.
Crazy obsession. Like crazy,
no,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was going to say like crazy, like moods up and down, like crazy sex, but also like doesn't talk to you for a week then.
Crazy sex, but doesn't talk to me for a week?
Yeah.
That's not like.
You're like, wait a minute. You're like, I don't wait a minute. Hold
I'm
on.
Like, wait. No. Let's take a sane. Definitely sane.
Okay, sane. Yeah. Okay.
Gotta go therapy.
I like that. All glammed up or all natural?
Natural. I like. You know,
you mean, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting glammed up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with getting glammed up.
Blonde or brunette?
Bold.
I actually
like both.
Okay, Amber Rose, though, rocks that bald head like nobody's business. That's her signature.
I think when a girl just shaves her head.
Looks badass.
It's like the most like.
It's sick.
It's so hot. And when like they post a video of they're just shaving, it's like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, there's something that's so.
There was a girl at the gym this morning, shaved head, but it was like blonde buzz. And I was like, wow, that's hot. Yeah.
Because it does take, I look at like, I don't know if I could ever buzz after growing my hair out this long. Like, I worked way too hard on getting my hair this long. I don't know when I'm going to buzz it. But there's just something about somebody that's just like, no.
Fuck it. I love the tendril you have out. Do you know that's what it's called? Tendril?
That's called a tendril?
Tendril. Mm-hmm. These little things.
I was told it was called a slut strand.
Well, that too.
Oh,
I love a slut strand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like the name better.
Yeah, slut strand.
A little more edgy.
It's like almost like...
Yeah.
Like corporate.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It changed.
Activated.
Oh.
It changed your whole look.
It changed the whole vibe.
I like it now.
You know what I mean?
Whoa. Yeah. You got to keep the slut strand out. You have
the slut strand. Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay, we're almost done. Book smart or street smart or ditzy?
Nah, book smart.
Because
I'm a dumbass.
What? Come on. No, you're...
you mean like street?
I'm like street smart. Like I'm like...
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
Everyone, mostly, the most people that day, like they read books and I like I mean, like someone that like reads books and like likes to like tell me about their books and like explain them and like
that's cute though.
Like it's cute as shit.
Yeah. Like,
I'm like
that's
yo,
cute.
You cute as shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I come home and then she's like, no, I was just reading this chapter and this happened. Like read this like little excerpt right here. And I'm like, it's cute as shit.
You're
smart as hell.
You're
I could never
hell.
Do this in
you're
my
so
life.
Smart. You're reading books.
I can't finish a book to save my life.
Oh my god, you and I both.
Yeah.
I'm working on a book I've been working on for
have
like
you ever
six
read
months.
A page of a book twice?
I don't want to say that. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Just reread.
No, I'm kidding. I'll
yeah,
totally
I've,
admit
I'm
it.
Like, when like, you're in class and they're like, can you read this out loud? And you read the same sentence twice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I did.
Did you get good grades?
Like,
were you?
I was okay. Still.
Okay. Cool.
I was okay. I was like, I was
you
always the kid that was like, I caused a lot of trouble. I was very mischievous.
Were you really?
I was very lovable.
Really?
You know?
Oh.
All the teachers liked me. But it was like, can you just not?
You
and
were
I'm
that
like,
guy.
I'm like, Miss Bellum, come on, give me a hug.
I can so see
I'm
that.
Like, I can so see
like,
that.
Can you just give me your work tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Give me a hug. Come on,
come
bring
on.
It in.
I'll come over tonight, drop it off over dinner. Like,
I'm good.
Okay, last one.
Boobs or butt?
Ooh.
One or the other, one or the other. Three.
Back
two.
Of the knees.
Back of the knees. I
are
like
you
that.
You a crevice man. You like crevices.
I just feel like back of the knees are underappreciated. Like, do you know
they
what
are.
The back of your knees look like?
No, I don't
you
think
don't
so.
Take care of the back of your knees.
Yes, like. I do. I put well, lotion on those. Are you kidding me?
What are the back
I do. Every time.
You don't know what they look like, man.
I need to go look. I actually
see back
really.
Of your knees.
I can't pull my pants up that high right now, but I will tell you, I love when people have a back of the knee tattoo.
Dirty ass socks.
Dirty ass socks.
You made me take my shoes off.
Bad back of knee. I'm joking.
Yeah,
I will say
I got dirty back of
the
knees.
The tattoo that people get on the back of their leg, like that right there, I think that's so badass. Like
yeah.
A little like number on the back of your knee.
Oh.
You ever seen those?
Back of your.
I've seen those. No, you don't like. Oh my god, Carrie.
Oh, like right
Morgan's,
here. Like
Morgan's gagging. She's like,
yeah, I don't like it.
No, I'm not talking about the bows. No, not the bow tattoos. Like they're wearing high socks and it's like a little bow in the back. Cute. No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't like. Have you seen like the corset tattoos?
What?
No. What?
Yeah, people get like a corset tattoo.
Don't
like,
say it. No, that's not real. Yeah, that's not real.
I'm not a fan of those.
Could you get like abs tattooed? I've always
there was a people kid in school that had like guns tattooed on his face.
Okay.
And everyone thought it was like the coolest shit when we were kids.
We when
were
he was
like
a kid?
17. Yeah, we were like 17. And he was like, yo, check this out. And he had like,
oh my God.
Guns.
And that's why you have to be 18
and
to get a tattoo.
And now looking back, we're like, that is terrible.
Do you have any tattoos that you regret?
Not that I regret, but I do have some poor choice drunk tattoos.
Like what?
I have slut tattooed on my hip.
No, you don't.
The word slut?
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yeah. You do not have that tattooed on you.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
I got drunk on a first date.
No,
that like after perfect match. Actually,
then you're like,
did the person get it too?
You see it on the.
Oh my God! It's in red.
It's red ink.
It looks like somebody took a red pen and they were like,
I went on a first date and we got drunk and I was like, my friend's having his house party, so we went to this house party and there was my other friend was there and he was like, oh, I'm tattooing. I'm an apprentice.
Oh my God!
Who wants free tattoo? So we got matching tattoo. I got a little bit more drunk and I was like, you know, it'd be hilarious. You just tattooed slut on my hip. And she was like, what?
She's like, yeah, let's do it before you get sober.
She wasn't into it. She's like, what? We're on a date right now? You're going to get slut tattooed on your hip? And I'm like, yeah. It's great. Why not? Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Badass as shit.
Reclaiming the word. I like that.
Yeah. So then I got slut tattooed on my hip and I woke up the next morning. I was like, ooh.
You're like, that's rough. That's a rough wake up.
Yeah.
Well, we have one more game. More game for you. And this one basically is a what is he thinking game, okay? And our listeners, they always write in. They're amazing. Shout out to our candid crew. They wrote in about guys. They're unsure of what they're thinking, okay? So we're going to read the scenario for you. We have a few. And you're going to tell us what the heck you think he's thinking.
Okay.
Okay? Feel free to be honest.
From a male perspective, we don't get these often, okay. So. The first one, he matched with me on Hinge and got my number to take it off the app. He then texted me 5 days later at midnight asking, are you out tonight?
What's he thinking?
Wait, say that again.
Yeah.
Wait.
So he matched with me on Hinge, the dating app, right? And he got my cell phone number to take it off the app. So he decided to take it off the Hinge app and get her cell phone number, which is a good sign usually, right?
Positive. Yeah.
He then texted me 5 days later at midnight asking, are you out? Like out in the town tonight.
Oh, he wants to meet up and fuck.
Okay. There you go. Simple.
That's what he's thinking, right?
Yeah, that's what that guy's thinking.
Okay.
Brutal. It's 5 days out. He had another option. That option didn't fall through. He's like looking through his Hinge list, like, okay, God.
I remember this one. You're going to be good at this game. We can already tell. Okay. This is exactly what we needed.
All right. This one says, I've been dating him for 5 years and we don't have sex as much as we used to. I wonder if I'm still attractive to him.
You haven't had sex in how long?
They said haven't had sex as much as we used to. I mean, to admit that, it's probably like less than once a month.
So it's like, this is how long.
I'm just like guesstimating because I'm like,
what's he think? I don't, maybe it's just like, you just got,
It doesn't have to be exactly what he's thinking either. Like, would you still find, if you're in a relationship with someone for 5 years and you don't have sex as much as you did when you first met someone, like the honeymoon phase, would you still find your girlfriend, your wife attractive because you're not having sex as much?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I've been in a long-term relationship since. It's like, you definitely don't have as much sex as you do like the first, like.
Yeah.
Few months
a little bit
or whatever,
more dry, but like,
yeah,
you
but
still love
like,
the person.
You still love the person. You still find them attractive. It's just kind of like, I'm probably at that point you're living with each other. You're probably, probably get sick of them, four times.
But then you'll go through more spells where it bumps back up again.
Yeah,
and then it kind of sways.
It's a roller coaster. You go 1 week, you might be getting active.
Yeah, getting
active. And then the next week it might be like, you know what? I'd rather just watch Harry Potter.
I like that.
Tell Harry Potter sweatshirt. Look at him.
Boom, TM.
Trying to get on that reboot.
Are you a Harry Potter fan, obviously?
Oh, big.
Do you have a Harry Potter tattoo?
I don't have a Harry Potter tattoo.
I feel like you would.
I know. I got a.
Next one?
I don't know what to get, though.
Ooh.
I don't know what to get.
Get a little Harry Potter scar right on your forehead.
Yeah.
Just like my first face tattoo.
Just a little.
Just get it.
You know what? I just watched Lord of the Rings for the first time.
How'd you like it?
I liked it a lot. And I never thought I would admit that. I was like, I don't know about these like mystical movies.
No.
I liked Harry Potter. I liked, what is it called? Oh my God. What, not, what's the other famous show? Game of Thrones. And then I was like, okay, I'll try Lord of the Rings, but I'm not going to lie. It had a bad rap. Right. It had a bad rap. Okay.
You like Game of Thrones?
Yeah. I loved
that incest shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. You, loved it.
Whoa. Hey.
Whoa. Hey,
okay. Yo. Wait. Now, anyway, next one. Is it me? No, it's you.
Oh, it's me?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's you. Oh, it's me. Okay. In person, he seems super into me, but over text, he's kind of dry and seems to not give a shit. This one's hard, I guess.
I know. Over we're rapid firing like, them, though.
Over text, he's kind of dry.
Yeah, like he doesn't respond with emojis or winky faces. I'm just making that part up. But in person, into her.
Yeah.
Over text, not much.
I wouldn't read that much into it then. Like, okay. I'm a terrible texter.
Yeah.
In person, like, I'll devote all my time, but like my phone is just not really like I'm not on my phone like that. I'm not attached to it like that. Like if I see a message, like I don't read too much into like what am I saying. Like if you're like, how are you doing today? Good. You like
yep.
put my phone down, move on.
Some guys are just not into all the emojis and winkies. So
yep. Okay, let's see this one. This one says, my guy friend gives me all the signs that he likes me, but has never made a move. He acts like he is interested in group settings, but when is he going to ask me on a date?
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
My guy friend gives me all the signs.
He gives me all the signs when we're out that he likes me, but he never has made a move. He acts like he is interested when we're in a group setting in me, but then when is he going to ask me out on a date?
He probably doesn't want to ruin the friend dynamic.
Mm, that's a hot take,
flirty because it's hot. It's like nice and it's fun to be flirty with like one of your friends that are girls, one of your girlfriends.
Yeah.
But it's like, sometimes like the friendship is just way more important than exploring the relationship side of stuff. And I've kind of like, I'm dealing with that or I have dealt with that.
I like
been
that.
Dealing with that. So
you're like, yeah, it's happening. Yep. Okay.
No,
I like that.
Like,
no,
I
like that.
I have a friend who like, I like genuinely like, I love her to death. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do anything for her. And it's like, I would never, I think to
you
myself constantly
it.
Like, this could be something beautiful or it's like a end this can like, you know, continue to just be something special
and
never end. You know what I mean? So
I love that.
I love that.
Okay. Should we go on to our listeners straight kind of moment?
Let's do it.
I think this is yours. So you
oh, yeah. I did find this one.
Yeah. So listener straight kind of moment. Listeners write in kind of their most embarrassing moment. Not necessarily most embarrassing, but something that's happened that has made them feel more human, more vulnerable. I usually say this with guests. Like we talk about shitting our pants a lot. We talk.
You shit your pants?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
You don't? You don't?
He was so taken back.
It was
so
all casual. out of nowhere.
Like,
you said
like,
we were.
You made me feel cold for not shitting my pants. Like you were like, oh yeah.
Oh, you don't?
You don't? Like that's whoa.
Okay. Weird. A little bit of judgment.
But literally one of our taglines is girls poop. Like,
yeah.
We talk about shit a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that was great. That was great comedic timing. That was fantastic.
So someone wrote something in to share with us and we'll just react to it. And then we're gonna see if you literally just deleted it.
No, I got it. Go back. Go back, please.
I did. It's on there now.
How am I sweating this much?
You are wearing a hoodie.
And it's hot.
Believe us.
Okay.
It was cold at first. Yeah. And now I'm like.
We sweat every single episode, which is why we now wear tank top.
Tequila.
Yeah.
You can fly if you want, but
you look good. Yeah, you don't look like you're sweating if that makes you feel better.
All right, you ready for this?
We're almost done. But when she reads this, you also might have to share a straight kind of moment if you can think of one.
I got all the time in the world.
Okay.
Whatever you got.
So if you have an embarrassing moment.
Start
thinking of an embarrassing moment.
Yeah. People really pride when themselves in keeping it anonymous.
Like that shouldn't be
embarrassing.
I'm joking.
God dang. Okay, ready? All right, get ready. Hashtag straight kind of moment. I feel like this literally only happens in middle school, but then there's me. My boyfriend and I are blessed with amazing, very religious families. Literally, we are 25 and 26, and my boyfriend's parents think we have never had sex. We also aren't allowed to live under the same roof until marriage. You get the picture. On Thanksgiving of this past year, we were having dinner at his mom's house, and we were looking at his baby pictures in the scrapbook as we waited for dinner to be done. His mom randomly dropped the, I know one day you two will have the cutest little ones. They literally love me. But then she goes, thankfully, we won't have to worry about that happening too early, implying that we have not had sex. No sex for the past 5 years, honey. Later that week, I was texting my boyfriend at work and I texted him, I still laugh at the fact that your mom doesn't think we've had sex. Meanwhile, and two little rabbit emojis. Dot, dot, dot.
Wait, she sent that.
I swear to God, I pooped my brain out because I accidentally texted his family group chat. I am in. Rest in peace. Arrest in jail. Straight cannon moment for you. LOL. She doesn't even tell us what happened.
So what? She sent it to the mom.
She sent it in the family group chat. She meant to text her boyfriend. Oh, she was at work.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you've been dating someone for that long, your parents don't think you've had sex.
You don't need to send bunny rabbits to your... If I sent bunny rabbits and that comment to Jordan's parents, I think I would pass away immediately. I would literally go dig my grave in the backyard. I'd put my little tomb sign up. I'd cross in. I'd just scrape in 2023. And then I'd lay down. Just lay there. I would, nope, done. End my jail, wherever I'm going. It doesn't matter. That's in the ground great. Is where I'm going.
So now you know what a straight kind of moment is.
What are your thoughts on that?
That is definitely uncomfortable.
I keep sliding down.
Have you ever sent a text to the wrong person? You're talking shit about someone, you send it to the person.
Oh God, that's the worst.
No, that'd be terrible. Right? I've never done that.
You haven't?
That's good.
No.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, oh, you have?
I sent a screenshot of somebody's text to them. And I was like, and this is pre, like, you can't edit, you can't delete. I was like,
thank God you can do that now.
I didn't even know what to say. I was like, I remember I was like going to send a voice memo and I'm like,
hi.
That was awkward.
I literally have talked shit about my mom. I remember in like high school shit. And I literally sent it to my mom like, oops. Okay. Do you have a most embarrassing moment? What, as we call straight cannon moment?
Doesn't
a most embarrassing moment.
It could have humiliated you. Could have made you feel human.
Could have shit your pants.
Could have moved your pants if you wanted to.
I have a shit in my pants story.
You acted like you never did.
No, I'm not. You just said it mad casual. Like, you just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Just be out and about grabbing, like, yeah, can I get a double vanilla latte with oat milk and then shit yourself? Like, oh, my fault. Yeah, making a venti with ice. Like, that's.
She actually is getting ventis with ice. And I'm like, sir.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Straight cannon moment.
Okay.
He's great.
All right. So this all started. This happened with my ex, right? Ex, her parents lived in Singapore.
Okay.
So I'd never traveled much before going with my ex.
Okay. Right?
So we would go to Singapore every Christmas. First time you go to Singapore. I've never traveled in the air that long. I've never been that far overseas. I'm in a whole new land. Like, this is like whole new territory for me. I'm from Canada. I also work in a warehouse. My body runs like cold.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just used to the cold. So when I get extra hot, like, I get hot. Like, I start sweating like immediately. Like, I gotta hydrate. I don't know what happened at some point in this trip. I don't know if it was the food I was eating, if I was dehydrated. I got so sick.
Oh.
And mind you, her parents are from Singapore. Mm. So we were dating, we moved in. This is my first time meeting her parents. God. I get sick, food poisoning. I don't know what it is, dehydration. I start feeling sick, throwing up. I'm shitting everywhere.
The way you said, what do you mean? What's happening?
I'm like, I'm over the toilet. I'm vomiting. But all that pressure.
No.
I'm shitting. Oh, no. I'm coughing. I'm sneezing. Just every sound, burping. Every orifice, every liquid that could possibly come out of you is just coming out.
And then a tear comes out.
Yeah, like it got to the point where like I can't control. Like, I'm sleeping with her, right? Because she got sick too, right?
No.
I'm sleeping with her. She was not as bad as me. I'm sleeping with her. I'm wearing like three extra layers of pants.
Just in case.
Because I'm like, I'd be sleeping and then I'll just wake up and just like, if I like just loosen up my muscles a tad bit, it's like, that's like, fuck, I shit myself again. I'm just like.
Carrie's face right now, she just walked back in the room. She's like, with her little Rice Krispie treat.
Like, it was like,
it
was just wild. It was like,
are you sure you want to be eating?
You know,
right
you
now?
Just give up on shitting yourself when like you're just wearing layers of pants.
Triple pairs
like,
of pants. Yeah, like, how long did this horror last?
It was like, out like a day or 2 days, right? Oh. Like, we would say 3 weeks at a time. So this is like,
oh,
where's
man.
Dom? He's shitting himself.
Or literally
like
dying.
Like, he's dying upstairs. Like, I'm shitting their bed nonstop. And I'm like, then I got to go downstairs afterwards and be like, hey, mom. Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you. Sorry for shitting in your house.
Destroying your toilet.
We have
like,
to
shitting in your
do
fucking,
the sheets again.
Yeah, like,
sorry.
I got to bring down shitty sheets and shit. Oh, and their parents are just meeting me. Like, brutal. It doesn't end there.
Oh, excuse me.
Hope you guys aren't eating right now, but you know, it's great.
But mind you, we went there every year. Oh. So we went back the next year. I'm thinking like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Prepared mentally.
I come with like one of those Amazon 20 ounce, 100 ounce fucking gallon, one of these shits. I'm like, I'm drinking every day. I'm staying hydrated.
Yeah. Look at you.
I'm staying away from the seafood. We live. Proactive. I feel good. I'm going to the gym. I'm working out. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling great. Day six. Wake up. Shit. No. Down bad again.
Was it the water?
Stomach gurgles. It might. I don't know what happened. I'm like, stomach. I'm like, oh. I'm like, babe. She's like, not again. I'm like, it's here.
she's here.
I'm like, it's here.
It's knocking.
We got to deal with it. She's like, fuck.
Again.
I'm over the toilet, throwing up.
Same thing.
I'm shitting on myself.
No freaking way.
More layers of pants. I'm shitting. Where's Dom at? He's upstairs shitting himself. They're like, again?
Deja vu. Every time
we see this kid, he's shitting himself.
Wait, that's just a bad first impression, second impression.
Yeah.
Have you been back to Singapore?
What? No. That was the last one. Yeah.
Well, maybe we just steer clear of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I love Singapore. Great place. Yeah. Fantastic country. But so clean.
Something
you weren't in Singapore clean, though. No, I wouldn't say.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
No,
God.
Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing your poop story.
Your hashtag straight candid. That's straight candid.
Yeah.
And our listeners are going to love that.
Yeah.
Because they write in. And that's what I mean.
That's why their relationship was so like real. Because I was shitting on myself like crazy and she was still like, I love you.
She was there
baby.
At your worst.
And she still held me down, brought me water and crackers and shit.
Rubbing your back. A little further away.
You know what I mean?
Rubbing your back.
That's when you know. That's when you know it's true love.
Yeah. Shitting myself. After me and your parents, and you still hold me down. And she didn't tell nobody either. She wasn't like telling her friends, like, oh yeah, Dom was in Singapore shitting himself.
Yeah.
She was like, man, we never got to talk about this.
You're like,
but
this
now here I am.
Now you're telling, exposing.
The peak of my fame, telling the world, yeah, I shit myself. She's going to be watching this like, why would he do this?
Why would he do that?
We were doing so good for years.
We were doing so good. We hit it from everybody.
Yeah.
You were amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being real with our listeners, our candid listeners. We love you guys, by the way. Can you please tell everybody where they can find you? We know where you can find you, but social media, podcasts, all the things.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, anything. Don't Call Dom. I'm also in a band called Don't Call. We're on Spotify, wherever you want to check us out. Don't Call Band on Instagram.
That casual little thing that you're working on that you didn't mention?
Yeah, singer-songwriter. I'm kind of a rock star, but...
Kind of like...
I'm like, you could have added that in. You could have sprinkled that in there.
I mean, that's
Machine
just
Gun
like,
Kelly sprinkle, maybe the band sprinkle.
I know, but when you're a rock star, it's just kind of like...
It's kind of like... Casual.
It's kind of like it is what it is.
It's casual, you know?
It's
like,
what I do.
You know? So LA. Jeez.
But yeah, I also have my podcast starting soon. Dom Meets World with Brat TV. Shout out Carrie.
Shout out Carrie.
And clothing line coming out. Nail polish.
May 26th.
We'll be looking
nail
for
polish,
that.
June 5th.
So. I can't wait to get me some
I'm
merch.
I'm so excited. Yeah,
I'm serious.
I'm going to make sure we send you guys some.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll re-wrapping it.
And well, thank you for having me. And I just want to say respectfully, like, this podcast, like, I don't feel safe in a lot of places because I'm just a little bitch, but
you're not a little bitch.
We're a little bitch.
But like, I love your guys' energy. I felt so safe, comfortable. This was so much fun. You guys are great at interviewing. Thank you for just letting me talk and ramble and, you know, just being super chill and super nice.
Aww,
this is a great platform you guys have, and I appreciate you guys so much.
We're so happy to have you and just like being in our space, and we were really excited to have you on. So truly know that like we reached out to you for a reason, and our listeners wanted to have you. So like you're in the right spot, and we're so glad we can make you feel safe and interview you. And we love your ramble, by the way.
Oh. Yeah. we love
your ramble.
Yeah, we had a little bit of everything here, a little serious.
Yeah,
little
we
fun,
did.
So seriously, thank
Cancer
you.
Cancer energy. Ooh.
Right.
I'm an Aries, by the way.
Oh, my mom's an Aries.
I'm a little bitch.
Yeah. I'm a Cancer too, so
the vibes.
Gang.
You guys, thank you for listening. We are at Straight Candid Podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. Do it. I'm at Candid Soph.
I'm at Candid Sid. We appreciate you. We love you. Shout out to Hot Takes Morgan. Again, she's getting mad because we've recorded so many today. She's like, stop saying it. Stop saying my name. We're going to keep saying it. All right. We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
I love this. Sorry, Brad, I'm loud.
Dom, great job. Thank you.
I was so glad you liked it. I'm so glad you felt safe.
No,
yeah, that
you
actually,
guys.
I was so nice.
That was really good.
That was the nicest
yeah, that was
y'all guest ever.